This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster My Podcast.
And this is the Greater Unicorn.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Doesn't seem so great to me. Like, right?
So I think greater just means bigger.
Yes.
It appears to be about like three times the length of a human, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's a big strong. It looks like a mule version of a unicorn.
So you know how Parks and Rec has Little Sebastian? Sorry, Little Sebastian. This is Big Sebastian.
This
Sorry.
Is Greater Little Sebastian.
Yeah, it's a greater. So yeah. this is a very stocky. Like every single part of this is stockier, up to and including the horn. There is nothing majestic about the greater unicorn, and I think majesty is the axis upon which a unicorn. Normally, I would consider to be great or not great.
I would think so, too.
Yeah.
We're going to get to regular unicorns. Mm-hmm. Those guys show up later, I think. These ones that are just kind of the worst ones. They're still like sweet boys, though.
Yeah.
Like they're still very nice. Like they talk about the two main things here, other than the fact that they're kind of ugly and coarse, is that one, they're harvested for their horns, like they're poached.
Yeah.
Because
talus poachers, people going out looking for talisman or like catalysts.
Yes. Yep. Exactly. Like people using the magical items, foci and stuff in the Shadowrun thing, like they make good versions of that. So people hunt them off, they cut off their horns, which causes them to die, which I don't totally understand like why it does. Like I understand like elephants die without their tusk. I know they're it's just a tooth. Like I understand that that's not the case, but I don't understand what these things use them for. It doesn't really explain why they die without them. But they're actually, they have this power of empathy where they kind of can like communicate to you that everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, they communicate just by emotion.
Yes, right? Which is kind of sweet. Yeah. You just like hang out in the herd of these things, and they talk about how like they made me feel everything was okay, and then they warned me about this passing like corp patrol.
Yeah, they're just kind of like, oh, like they trusted me. They knew I wasn't there to hurt them, so I felt the peace that they felt, but they heard they heard the security coming, and they got nervous, so I got nervous.
They
you know, like I'm not saying for sure, but I think that they warned me, you can be the judge. Like I'm just bringing this forward, and that is cool.
And that is the cool hook for this thing, because there's a thing in Shadowrun where you have essence, and the lower it gets, like the less human you are. And they don't explicitly say like you feel emotions less, like it just magic works on you less. But the idea that like if you could like researching this to get past that or distill that, or just like having somebody who's, you know, cybered up beyond the gills, who misses feeling human emotions, like going into their chamber that is just like 1,000 greater unicorns all pointing their horns at them, being massaged and like given good belly rubs and stuff. You know, just like trying to just make this nexus of good feelings like a laser.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh man, I miss feeling emotions.
Dude. I don't miss anything anymore.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.